Right, members, so agenda item 20, the outbound mail contract. Councillor Cunningham, please.
Thank you, Chair. We've obviously discussed the basics of this in the part two report. The part one is just bringing forward the detailed recommendations. The only thing which I think is worth noting, which hasn't been commented on before, is at 9.4, which talks about the issue of the voluntary ex-ante transparency notice. It sounds very grand, but I think it's basically the view is we do this for protection. It's not going to actually have any great impact. So, unless there are any other questions?
Yes, Councillor Levitt.
Yeah, thank you. It's actually a question that's arisen from something Mr. Compton just said in the part two bit, but it's not a part two question, it's actually within this one. 7.3, it says, which you just said about, they're the only supplier because of the systems we've got in place. I'm just concerned that about the risk implications of that and that they have been taken into account. I can see in 11.1 and onwards in the risk implications, justification is Northgate Public Services, a company, is a major player in a local government market. And 11.3, they have been vetted by government for inclusion in the framework agreements. The only comment I'd make on that was, so was Carillion. So I trust we've taken those risks into account and we've got a suitable risk matrix for them.
Yes, we've looked at the financial position of the contractor as I've said in the report there, I totally take the point that you can't be 100% certain about anything along these lines, but we do know that Northgate are a company that are investing in this area at the moment, and certainly their contractor and themselves are covered by the government frameworks, which is some comfort that they've been vetted and that they're sound.
And I assume FAR looked at this as well and didn't raise the issue.
It hasn't been considered by FAR.
Was this? Could FAR have called this in had they wanted to?
I'll look for advice on that, but I'm sure they could have. Yeah.
In general, FAR only receive the reports that are strictly within the kind of finance monitoring remit.
Right.
They have no power to call in. Other committees can refer reports to them, but they do not call in reports. That would be only scrutiny could do that.
Right. In that case, then, members, unless you have anything you wish to add, Councillor Cunningham.
I was just going to say that, picking up on Councillor Levitt's point, Northgate have been suppliers to this council for very many years, and I'm old enough to remember one or two issues that we had with them and the problems of updating software. But I think that is always going to be a problem when you have organisations like these who do specialise in particular areas. My understanding is that we have a good current relationship with Northgate, but financially there is always a risk with this, and as Mr. Crompton says, we've looked into it and we have done the best we can, and I'm sure there will be a entry in the risk register for this going forward.
The point wasn't so much the financial risk, it was the operational risk.
I presume either they go bust or their equipment breaks down. Okay, well, I think that could happen with anybody. Even if we went with another supplier, we would be open to those risks as well. Yeah. Right, in that case then, can we move to the recommendations on item 20, 2.1, 2.2 and 2.3. Would you all vote, members, please? That is carried. Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of this evening. So thank you very much, everybody, for your patience and bearing with us. And for any of you that I might not see over the next couple of days, Can I wish you a Merry Christmas and season's greetings?
Thank you.
And I don't think we need to put that in the minutes.